from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Doran Dickerson, Nicholas Harry Callis behind the glass. And on that Fan Hotline right now is former Pittsburgh Pirate Jordy Mercer. Jordy, I hope that you're having a wonderful Monday, but how about this weekend, this past weekend that just came upon us? The Pittsburgh Pirates taking the series against the Phillies. Over 30,000 fans there on Friday. Just looked like an unbelievable atmosphere. But what were some of your feelings whenever you were watching that game, especially on Friday night whenever they came back and won? Nick Gonzalez, he goes up there, hits the game-winning hit, and they win 8-7 over the best team in Major League Baseball. What are you feeling like right now, and how did you feel on Friday after that win?
Yeah, how electric was that? I mean, that was pretty impressive coming, off the break. Into something like that. But I think we kind of expected that a little bit, the way they've been playing, who their opponent was, and kind of things like that. So it's kind of an in-state little rivalry type thing. But they played great. I mean, they kind of continue to put it together. They kind of pick up where they left off. Great starting pitching to kind of set the tone, and was able to sustain it and able to get quality at bats there and continue to scratch and claw, as you can say, to get back in it and finally come up with a big hit. But it was just all in all, a really good weekend. It's hard to sweep a team, that good a team for three games. I mean, we've always talked about this, how, any team it is, it's hard to go out and win three in a row. But to be able to take the series, to be able to continue, like I said, to push from before the break started, where they've been playing some good baseball, and continue that over the course of the break, and then leading into the break, and then also after the break. So they've just been playing really good baseball all the way through and continuing to get good starting pitching. I think that's very, very important. As you saw, Luis Ortiz too as well. I mean, just coming in and throwing the ball great. So all in all, it was a great, great weekend, and I hope they continue it starting tonight.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Jordy, as a former player and being in situations that are similar to where the Pirates are right now, what is your mindset, and what should be their mindset right now after playing that series and playing the way that they did and heading into a divisional rival series that starts tonight against the Cardinals? Like, what is the mindset? Like, are you like, hey, like, is everybody like, okay, we can figure this out. We just got to take it one game at a time, one series at a time, and let's stay in the thick of things. What is the kind of universal mindset with all the players heading into this series tonight after you just won against the Phillies?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I think one, your confidence is still really high. I mean, I think as a baseball player, it's all about confidence. It's all about, where you're at. And the second thing is stay in the moment. Like, let's ride this thing. I think that's one of the most important things too, is you start wondering, counting games and doing this and how many does it take maybe to get to the wild card or whatever it might be. Hey, let's stay in the moment. We're playing some really good baseball right now. We got Mitch going, and then we got Paul going the next night. So let's stay in that moment. We know we got two really good starting pitchers coming up for us. Let's try to take another series versus a divisional opponent and continue just to eat games. I think that's the most important thing, is continuing to play well right now in this moment and take advantage of, you know, of your starting pitching and take advantage of continuing just to slowly eat games in the wild card and slowly eat games towards that division too as well. Because, you know, there's still a bunch of teams that are in it. I just looked a minute ago. In a sense, there's only two teams technically out. The others are all at least four games, and it slowly starts creeping up from there. So there's still a lot of teams in it that are – a lot of teams are playing for something. So it's going to be exciting to watch down this road, and I love the position they're in. I love the way they're playing. It's just about those timely hits and starting pitching, and they're kind of figuring that out right now.
Jordy, I mean, to me it doesn't seem like a fluke. It just seems like – you know, whenever they played the Orioles, they beat them in a series. They tied a series earlier in the season against the Phillies. They beat the Braves in a series. They beat the Dodgers in a series, and now they beat the Phillies in a series again. It just doesn't seem like a fluke. If whenever you're watching these games and you watch it differently than most people, what are you seeing that might be consistent in them beating these top-tier teams in series? Do you see anything that's like, you know, a definite or a detailed thing that they do that enhances them to beat these teams?
Well, to me, it's the starting pitching. I mean, I've talked about this for a long time about the starting pitching depth that they have. And they got some guys that, you know, Jared Jones and Fultz, they got some guys that are hurt that are also can give you quality innings too as well. So you just got another guy stepping up. And I love the way that they're always going to be in the game when they have good starting pitching. And, you know, a lot of people know this in baseball is starting pitching wins. Mm. That's what wins. Pitching is always the key. If you look in all the recent playoff games and playoff teams, usually the score, I mean, there may be one or two in a seven-game set that's, you know, kind of a blown-out game, but usually it's a tight game and it's 3-2, 4-2, you know, whatever, 4-5, things like that, that it's all starting pitching. It's all bullpen help. I think the bullpen is starting to take shape too a little bit. I think you saw Majeski continuing to throw tight innings. They're giving him a little bit more leeway, which is great. And Nicklaus too as well. I just think there's really, really good things happening with the arms, and things are starting to take shape. Guys are starting to figure out, you know, their role. And I think that's very, very important as you get later into the season, into September baseball, things like that, where guys know their role a little bit more and know how to prepare and know what to do. And I think starting pitching is huge, too, because it's going to keep you in games for the long haul.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Fan Tax Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, in the first game against the Phillies, O'Neill Cruz had three hits. In the second game, he had a hit and a home run. Whenever you look at O'Neill Cruz right now, what do you think? Do you think he could be a guy that can transition into a top 10 shortstop in Major League Baseball by the end of the season?
Well, first of all, I wish I could hit a ball 120 mile an hour for that. I mean, holy cow. That one he hit to center was incredible. Like, it on a line off the base of the wall. Like, come on, man. That is unbelievable. I just marvel at him. You know, you marvel at some of the things that he could do on a baseball field. And I said this when I was on the air, you know, during pre and post game. I was like, guys – we were watching something that it's kind of a unicorn here. We don't know really what to say or what to do because he's 6'7", right? So we've never really been in this territory before and watching a player. And being that athletic and being that tall, those usually don't combine in baseball unless you're a pitcher or unless you're, you know, corner outfielder or whatnot. But he's playing a premier position in the big leagues. Shortstop is very, very hard to play, and he's doing it. And that's what's so cool to see is being that tall, that athletic, and being able to go out, you know, day in and day out, what he's doing and putting up numbers. I think we've all, you know, known that he can hit, right? But he's starting to get more familiar with shortstop. He's starting to understand the position a little bit more. His mistakes are a lot less than what they were. And it's just, it's experience. It's understanding the position, like I said, and doing your homework and gaining that game experience. And it's just, we need to step back and watch this because it's just so fun to see, watch him play baseball, knowing that he's so tall and so athletic. And we're kind of in this uncharted waters here of watching a guy like this, because I don't know if Major League Baseball has ever seen anything like this being that tall. Like, oh, there's been 6'4", 6'5", guys. All right. But he's 6'7". I mean, maybe even more than that. I don't know what shoes on. Right. So I think we just got to step back and watch this unfold and watch this marvel of a talent in front of our eyes, and knowing that, hey, with the bat in his hand, especially, anything can happen. I mean, that's what's so exciting was he gets to the plate. You have no idea what the next move is on his part, because you can obviously hit one in the water and obviously hit one like we just saw over 120 miles off the base of the wall, almost tearing the wall down too. So, I mean, it's incredible to watch this kid play, and he's just going to get better and better as he gets older and more experienced.
Whenever I was watching the All-Star game, they had Aaron Judge mic'd up, and they also had Soto mic'd up, and they obviously play center field and right field. And they were talking about how they communicate. Like, what's the communication like between the two of them? And I think Judge was like, well, we have to communicate because, you know, we have to, you know, say who's getting the ball or, you know, moving around, doing this, this, and that. And it got me wondering, and I wanted to ask you personally this question, like, what is the communication like between third, short, and in second base? Like, what is the communication, even off the diamond, off the field? What's the communication and the camaraderie like between Hayes, O'Neill Cruz, and Nick Gonzalez? Like, how on the same page do you have to be, even without having to talk or even silent communication? What is that like in the infield with the three guys there?
Well, a lot of your work is done, you know, during pregame. I mean, I think that's a lot of you get together. Turn double plays. You're constantly just, you know, talking about different things and whatnot, but game plans, things like that. You just get so familiar with that person, especially your double play partner. I think that's huge for me. You know, second base was Neil Walker a lot and Josh Harrison a lot. So, you know, I spent a lot of time with those guys on and off the field. I mean, those guys were great buddies in general for me. We still talk to this day, but for both of them. So it's just, knowing what they like, knowing what they don't like, knowing where they want the ball, knowing where they don't want the ball, things like that, knowing just their tendencies and kind of what they do differently than other players that you played with, things like that. And then on the other side, third base, I mean, for me, I wanted to know what pitch was coming. So I was communicating with the third base, whether that's Pedro or David Freese or whatever, on what pitch was coming. And they would let me know what pitch was coming because I could see the pitches they couldn't. So it was always a communication. And I always asked them, hey, I want to know what pitch is coming. Do you want to know? And that we would vice versa, things like that. But it's just having that relationship that you know, like I said, what they want to know, what they don't want to know, what they like, what they don't want to like, things like that. And it just makes your life easier, you know, knowing that, hey, your right-hand man is to your left and right. And those guys are going to trenches with you every single day. And again, you're everyday players, right? So if you guys stay healthy, you're going to be on the field for the most part, all three of y'all, more than anybody on the field. So it's nice having those guys around and basically having your back too as well.
Well, Jordy, it's been fun. Good talking to you, man. We really appreciate it.
No, yeah, I enjoy it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. There he goes, Jordy Mercer, former shortstop of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.